Welcome to The Never Ending Startup by Dr. John Drain. At The Never Ending Startup Podcast, we inspire startups to learn how to navigate the future and realize their journey is circular and never ending. I'm Grace, and I will be keeping you up to date with the latest episodes and upcoming topics, as well as Dr. John's insightful interviews with modern startups. Stay tuned also for updates on his coaching and mentor program. The Never Ending Startup is both a podcast and an upcoming book. The podcast forms part of the book's promotion and release. The podcast and book build a social and entrepreneurial framework for startup journey and longevity. See our podcast page for more information and updates also. The podcast team and content include readings and reflections of passages of the upcoming book by Dr. John. It also includes outlines of key chapter themes by our in-house narrator, Noah. We hope you enjoy our exciting new podcast, and it helps you navigate your startup journey.
In this episode, I expand on how my entry into the world of high-rise construction and property development introduced me to entrepreneurship, the concept of risk and return, and how to assess potential developments and startup concepts. I concentrate on the 1980s boom, which was reputed to be the largest boom and bust in Australian history after the Great Depression. I was fortunate to be part of this era, which was publicly known and quite loosely as the Skase Bond era, after Christopher Skase and Alan Bond, and came out of the 1970s and 80s era of the Queensland government at that time. Gold Coast developers of this era were called the White Shoe Brigade, and I worked eventually in the mid-1990s with Brian Ray, who was from that era, and I worked with also Matrix Constructions, who was founded by two ex-civil and civic project managers called John Davies and Peter Bird. This tied back into an earlier episode of the podcast related to civil and civic and lend lease. Parallel with this era came the rise of Silicon Valley, which rose from the 1950s to spawn worldwide tech inventions, investments, and startups. The rise of venture capital and the Silicon Valley Bank, which was to shape the future of venture capital globally. A seismic event in Silicon Valley was marked particularly by the IPO of Apple in Silicon Valley in 1980. Silicon Valley's history goes back into the mid-50s with the rise of semiconductors and the use of silicon in computers. Intel eventually rose from this in 1971.
Reflections of the Never-Ending Journey by Dr. John.
The White Shoe Brigade. The 1980s saw a circuit change in the phenomenal rise of Christopher Skase and his Quintex group, as well as Alan Bond and Bond Corporation, who created a heady background setting to the other dynamic groups who I was involved with through that era. I was part of the late 1980s property boom, working with the phenomenal architect, then property developer, Peter Wills, and his dynamic CRI group. Wills was arguably the earliest significant, if not reviled, other people's money developer, and proclaimed by his jealous rivals to be a straw man in the late 1980s. None of this was warranted. In the mid-1990s, I interacted with Gold Coast Development through the Ray Matrix Group and learned more about the White Shoe Brigade, which was the name for the property developers involved in the dynamic growth of the Gold Coast in Queensland during the Joe Bielke-Peterson government period of the 70s and 80s, which never seemed to end. Ray Matrix was an amalgamation of former Gold Coast developer Brian Ray and the Matrix Group, founded by John Davies and Peter Bird. John and Peter were previously with Civil and Civic in Brisbane and the Gold Coast. Other people's money. The use of other people's money and the gradual clouding of the equity layer of funding in Australian property development had its substantial origins in these times in the 1980s. In particular, in public display, at least with the vision of Peter Wills and the emerging machinations of the ambient deregulating banking industry and the panoply of emergent investment banks, property trusts, and fund managers. Macquarie Bank also set the scene for what I call here proxy development by engaging in risk ventures with property developers, an example being Brian Ray, who I work with on many Queensland developments. Not liking to foreclose on themselves, banks would operate discrete ventures through such developers at the time. Land asset. Property development and related entrepreneurship is linked to the strongest asset on the planet, land. Startup concepts are not always as stable. As I learned the skills of property development by being involved in the world of high-rise development, working with the likes of Leighton and CRI, I also had the itch to jump into my own enterprise. This was to lead me into the creation of my own development projects. Along the way, I also wrote about high-rise development in my MBA course at MGSM in the early 1990s, and later would write the first doctorate on how property development influences the growth of cities at UNSW Built Environment in 2015. Returning to the startup and its innovations, they are not always linked to stable assets. And so this perspective helped me to assess my own startup concepts in later times and the concept of catalyst research, creating my own entity called Optimum Search, which would seek out opportunities through research concepts and catalyst projects before commitment.
Dr. John has reflected on his entrepreneurial pathway through the world of high-rise construction and property development. I'm Noah, and I provide a review of chapter themes in the upcoming book and podcast episodes. Entrepreneurship with startup concepts and their assets are compared with land, which is a stable asset. Venture capital funding of startups is compared with the concept of seed and mezzanine funding in property development. The history of development of the finance and development market are covered. Australian property developers from the 1970s and 1980s influenced the world finance market with a spectacular boom, bust, that led to the 1990s crash and what was called the forgotten decade. Silicon Valley and its development path is compared with the Australian property development history and how they influenced each other with the rise of tech development and various funding models. In the same era, the Australian startup culture was led by the rise of CSIRO as a national research group, which would spawn major innovation, which was followed by a tragic brain drain due to the lack of parallel funding models and strength of the Australian finance sector. The entrepreneur is in effect seen by Dr. John as a time traveller. In few other commercial endeavours is time felt so intensely due to need for courage and commitment. These will be covered in future episodes. The never-ending startup is a journey and adventure and a pathway.
Thanks for visiting the Never Ending Startup Podcast. Dr. John's book by the same name is upcoming, and this podcast and its episodes provide a summary of the book and its reach, audience, and features. I will be keeping you up to date on the latest episodes, startup interviews, events, and offerings that Dr. John provides, like coaching, his latest book release, and webinars. We are also proud to announce that Episode 9 will include a special interview with Tanya Papasotiriou, who is co-founder of BMO, the first peer-to-peer decentralized protocol, or app, that redefines car sharing and empowers vehicle owners to unlock the potential of their unused vehicles. Car owners share their vehicles when not in use, and community members who need transportation can easily find and use cars nearby. Tanya has created BMO as an accelerator startup as part of the University of Newcastle's Integrated Innovation Network, or I2N. I2N is an innovation hub which helps startups to develop their exciting new ideas into valuable commercial and social offerings. See our podcast page for more information on the startups and their exciting profiles. We would love to hear from you, and simply go to johndrain.net and to the contact form on the sidebar. Don't forget to answer our 3-question drop-down quiz about this podcast to get your 25% discount code that can be applied to our webinars and coaching sessions. See our podcast page on johndrain.net. It is spelt johndrain.net. We inspire startups to learn how to navigate the future and realize their journey is circular and never ending.